The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, I want to turn to those comments by the Fianna Fáil Junior Minister, Christopher O'Sullivan, that the government will look at lowering the rate of the Universal Social Charge, or USC, on a phased basis over the forthcoming budgets. But should it be abolished altogether? Our next guest believes so. Cormac Lucy, economics columnist with the Sunday Times. Cormac, the USC brings in, I think it's about 5 billion euro a year. Why do you think it should be abolished?
I think for two reasons. Firstly, as a matter of political justice, it was originally introduced during the economic crisis as a supposed temporary measure. Later, when he was leader of Fine Gael, Leo Varadkar undertook to abolish it. There's been little or no progress on its reduction in the meantime, whereas all of the other emergency measures that were brought in during the crisis have been removed. The second reason is economic. The IMF estimates that the highest marginal rate of tax, which it is sensible for governments to set if they want to maximize revenues, is 44%. We've got a top marginal rate of 52%, so it's not even economically efficient in maximizing revenues. You know, we've got a very low corporate tax rate in this country, so we're aiming to capture mobile capital. But we've an extraordinarily high marginal rate, and we're driving away mobile labour. So young graduates, young professionals, they're leaving the country because they can work for much lower rates of tax in the US, in Australia, whatever. So we're economically, I think we're shooting ourselves in the foot by having tax rates for individuals still so high.
Okay, but I mean, we're constantly told that Ireland's tax base is too narrow, and you want to take 5 billion euro out of that tax base. That's going to narrow it even further. Like, how do you fill that 5 billion euro gap?
I think we have a bunch of people who are poor at original thinking in the Department of Finance, and they cling to these phrases, narrowing the tax base, like children clutching teddy bears when something exciting happens on television. If the IMF says that the top marginal rate, which is economically sensible to have, is 44%...
Okay, but you're not answering my question, Cormac. You're not answering my question. How are you going to fill the 5 billion
hole? I am answering your question. I'm saying that this is a phrase they're clinging to hide from thought. The IMF... I don't think you were listening to me.
I was listening very intently. I don't know how you're going to fill the 5 billion euro hole.
It is economically more efficient. If we want to have a discussion, we can have a discussion. If you want to just talk to yourself, Shane, I'm happy to do that.
I'm happy to hear you out, but I've interrupted you once to make the point, Cormac, that you're not answering the question, how do you fill the 5 billion euro hole? Now, I will happily let you have the floor.
We don't have a hole, number one. And number two, had you been listening to me, it would have been clear. The IMF are saying that they would expect income tax receipts to rise if rates were lowered, because our 52% marginal rate is above the top 44% rate they estimate as being economically efficient. So we're shooting ourselves in the foot here by having a tax rate that is higher than makes economic sense. Now, if you're in an emergency and you've got your back to the wall and you simply have to raise the money, it may make sense in that context. But we're over a decade after the crisis. We've had time to look at this, but we have a Department of Finance devoid of original thought or insight, and they just cling to this, got to protect the tax base, please.
Okay, so your argument is if we abolish this tax, which does bring in 5 billion euros, we can absolutely agree on that, you're saying you still believe the tax collection, the amount collected by tax from income tax, would rise?
That is what I believe based on what the IMF is saying. They're saying that the top marginal rate, you know, they're above you, they're above me, they're above the Department of Finance. They're saying the top marginal rate that it's sensible to tax people at is 44%.
Yeah, I get that.
We're taxing people at relatively modest rates But you're not getting the implications. The implications are we're driving away productive workers by overtaxing them. And if they stayed here, you know, when has the Department of Finance ever looked at their own productivity in terms of, they brought in the low corporation tax rate, look at the benefits that brought. They brought in the IFSC, look at the benefits that brought. They brought in low tax for aircraft leasing, look at the benefits they brought, that brought. They brought in low tax for the bloodstock sector. Look, you know, these were all driven by politicians against the advice of the Department of Finance.
Okay, all valid points, but isn't income tax a different thing? I mean, if you take away 5 billion away from income tax, which look effectively USC is an income tax. Let's call a spade a spade. We can agree on that. It doesn't necessarily mean that economic activity will increase, or certainly not for a long period of time. So you are going to, I think inevitably, you're going to have a reduction in tax revenues, certainly for the foreseeable future. Maybe over 5 or 10 years that might change, that's arguable, but I'm open to that suggestion. But for a number of years, you are going to have less tax revenue. And I suppose, again, my question is, how do you fill that gap?
I think that's a mistaken way of looking at it. We've got more money than we can spend coming in through corporation tax revenues. So now is the time when the Department of Finance, if they had an imagination, should be thinking about reforming those aspects of our tax system that in the long run don't make sense. This is one of them. Another is stamp duty, which is a sort of a mindless tax on transactions. It has no economic merit whatsoever. It doesn't bring in huge amounts of money, and it would make sense for them to bring that in to reduce the number of complications in our system. Instead, in order to give their minister, Simon Harris, a political lap of honour, they're further going to complicate the taxation of investment income by bringing in a new scheme.
Okay, so, but you're really talking about narrowing the tax base then. You want USE gone and you want stamp duty gone.
I want irrational taxes removed. So if that is upsetting, I'm happy to upset you, Shane.
It doesn't upset me. I'm just challenging you. That's my job.
Yeah. But I mean,
anyway,
if the IMF is correct and the top marginal rate shouldn't be higher than 44%, what are we doing 52%? And why have we got an emergency measure that was brought in over a decade ago and sort of 6 or 7 years after Leo Varadkar promised its abolition? Why do average workers still have to endure it?
Okay, we will leave it there. Cormac Lucy, economics commentator. You can read Cormac's copy in the Sunday Times every week. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.